Hello?
I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
Yes, ma'am. This is he.
Okay, and I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I got laid off at, that was October the 28th with Tetra Tech, and they do every year. It's a seasonal job. And I'd like to sign up for my unemployment compensation.
Okay, from October?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, have you worked since then?
Ma'am?
Have you worked since then?
No.
Okay, all right. This takes about 15 minutes to do it over the phone, okay?
Sure.
Okay, what's your Social Security number?
423-861-066.
Okay, 423-861-066.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And your first and last name?
Samuel Billingsley.
And your date of birth?
06-09-57.
And your mother's maiden name?
Robertson.
And what's your Alabama driver's license number?
375-1605.
Okay, thank you. Have you ever worked under any other name?
No, ma'am.
And no. You're a male, correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the military for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And the highest grade you completed in school?
That would be the 10th with a GED.
Okay. And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, either direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The benefits card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And is this for a checking or savings account?
Checking.
I need the routing number and the account number, please.
Okay. The routing number would be, 26227-6656.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you. It's 262-276-656.
Correct.
And the account number?
20696.
20696.
Correct.
All right, thank you. What is your mailing address?
204 Gargis, G-A-R-G-I-S, Hollow Road, Muscle Shoals, and that's 35661.
Is your home address the same as your mailing address?
It is.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And what's a good phone number for you?
256-762-8923.
That's 256-762-8923. And I have your address as 204 Gargis, G-A-R-G-I-S, Hollow Road, Muscle Shoals, 35661.
Correct.
And it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So I'm going to ask you some randomly generated questions, okay?
Sure.
Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? A 1988 Mercedes-Benz, an 89 Honda, a 1990 BMW, a 92 Acura Legend, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles.
I've never been associated with any of these vehicles.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Huntsville, Phenix City, Decatur, Auburn, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And according to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5'3", 5'8", 6 feet, 6'5", or none of the above?
6 feet.
And two more. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 92 Geostorm, a 96 Toyota Previa, a 98 Plymouth Breeze, a 99 Ford Taurus, or none of the above?
A 99 Ford Taurus.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1308 El Dorado Drive, 4380 Red Wing Lane, 4485 River Road, 8207 Heathrow Place, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
4485 River Road.
Okay. Moving on. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I'm not quite sure what TRA is.
It has to do, excuse me, with when the company you work for shuts down and relocates overseas.
Oh, no, ma'am.
And what was the last day that you worked at your job?
That would be October 28th.
Okay. October 28th, 2022. And are you mentally and physically able to work?
I am, and searching daily.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you currently work on commission, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No, I am checking in. Yeah.
Okay. Are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
Right now, I'm not sure about driving at night real good. Yeah,
so
but
day
yeah,
shift?
Yeah, I would be. I could probably make it if it's not too far. Yeah. Well, day shift would be best, yes.
Okay. Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to work?
At the price of gas, I'd like to say, maybe 20.
Okay.
Is that, yeah.
That's fine. What's the lowest hourly wage that you'll accept?
And I put open because right now. I need anything coming in I can get.
Okay. Well, it won't accept open.
Oh,
so
okay.
I have to put a number in there.
Okay. Let's say $17 an hour.
Okay. And are you a member of a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
That would be April 1st, 2023.
Okay. April 1st. Okay. And what's your job title?
It would be, it's considered maintenance or yard, to keep the fields and stuff, yard maintenance maybe, keep
mm-hmm.
the fields and things from growing up over the summer, you know, over the summer months.
Okay.
Of course, nothing's growing right now, yeah.
And are you looking for work in that same type of occupation?
Well, it's kind of hard right now, but yeah, I mean, I would prefer to stay in that. That's something I can do.
Okay. And who is your employer?
Tetra Tech, T-E-T-R-A-T-E-C-H, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay. What's the phone number for them?
Let's see, a phone number. Let's see. I have my immediate supervisor or my supervisor, which is
That's
Dan.
That's fine.
Forlastro, Forlastro, and his phone number is 412-921-8894. And I have an immediate supervisor here, if you'd like it, but he's laid off as well.
No, that number is fine.
Okay.
When did you start working there?
Let's see, it would be 4 years now, I guess. So June of 4 years ago. my mind's going blank, I hadn't even, let's see.
2018.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
And the last day you worked was October 22nd?
October the 8th. October the 28th.
Okay. What city did you work in?
Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And you're no longer working there because lack of work?
It's a seasonal job. Nothing's growing during these,
okay.
This time. Everything will start to grow in, say, April, and
okay.
That's when we go back to work.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
And if you'll grab a pencil and a piece of paper, I'm going to give you a temporary PIN number.
Okay, I have that.
Okay, your temporary PIN number is 6657.
Okay, in the past, I've tried those temporaries, and it always, you're talking about calling in on Sunday or
mm-hmm.
two. Yes, and it always goes back to 1221 for some reason.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay. But
yeah,
I
assign these PIN numbers all day long to people.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You shouldn't have a problem with it. But if you do have a problem with it, give us a call back.
Okay. That 1221 works every time, but sometimes it kicks the 6657 back out for some reason.
Really? Okay. I have no idea why it does that.
I've just got under my notes as a long-standing PIN number.
Okay.
And, yeah.
All right. And hold on to that pencil because I'm going to give you a couple of things to write down and then we'll be finished, okay?
Sure.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you're going to log into this website. You'll need to write this down. The first part of this website is all one word. It's Alabama Works, WORKS, all one word.
Okay.
Dot Alabama, spelled out.
Okay.
Dot gov, G-O-V.
Okay.
And that's to update your online resume with the Alabama Career Center.
Okay.
Failure to do so may result in a loss of benefits. You must be able and available to work and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the following week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file over the internet, this is the website you're going to go to. It's www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
And if you choose to file over the phone every week, then this is the number you're going to call. It's 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. And you're going to make your first certification beginning this Sunday, which is December 18th.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, then you're going to call this number. It's 800-361-4524.
Okay. Alabama Department of Inquiry?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
If you don't get your booklet or if you have questions about anything, that's who you need to call.
Booklet.
And that completes your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yes, one quick question. You said I need to certify with the Alabama the Career Center, that my local Career Center, Sheffield Career Center.
Mm-hmm.
I went over there the day after I got laid off for the, within the next couple of days, I think. It might have been the day after. I can't remember when the 28th was. But long story short, they told me that I could not sign up until December the 11th. So that being said, I thought, well, that thing's kind of out of the ordinary, but you know, that's what I was told. So that's the reason I'm taking out, you know, late signing up. But that was all I
I'm
was
not sure why they told you that,
needy
but
money. Is it, would it be cause knee monies or something? I seem to remember. Yeah, not an
I'm not
old claim.
sure.
Yeah, not an old claim.
But I mean,
Because I had dropped.
today is the 12th, so
Yeah, I tried yesterday, but of course nobody's open on Sunday.
no,
Other
we don't work
certain
on
places.
Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, I actually called that 5382, and she told me to try on Sunday. But there again, it was Monday through Friday is the message that I got. But I had exhausted my 13 weeks, so maybe it had something to do with that.
It may have.
Yeah, I had exhausted my 13 weeks when I went back to work, and it is only 13 weeks. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably, I probably had to wait till a certain day before I could sign up. Correct?
Yes. That makes
Okay.
sense.
All right. Okay. I was just wondering. Now, do I need to return to the Alabama Career Center and do whatever I need to do?
No, you don't have to go. You can go online and do it
Okay. All right.
if you want to. You can go in person if that's your choice, but you don't have to.
Okay. All right. That kind of clears it up. Yeah, I wasn't sure, but I wasn't I guess I wasn't eligible until after a certain date for what I had for this period of unemployment benefits. I guess
Yes.
that's what it is. Okay. All right. That clears some things up. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything else?
No, ma'am. Just Sunday, December the 18th, and that number would be 800-752-7389 if I decide to do it online. I mean, by number, by the phone number.
Yes. Your weekly
Okay.
certification. That's correct.
Weekly certification. Okay. And let me read this back real quick. Alabama Work spelled out dot Alabama dot gov.
That's correct.
Is that correct? And then www.labor.alabama.gov. Is that
Yes.
correct? Okay. All right. I think that just about does it. Is there anything else you need from me?
No, sir.
All right. You have a great day.
You too, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.